tiebreaker.
Kissed your sister.
I don't even like that. I don't know what it's got to do with anything. Anyway, we played a 10-point tiebreaker over. We beat them 10-4, I think. 10-4, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you played down to a tie. Okay, well, that's what happens when you play to a tie. Same as kissing your sister. There ain't no joy in winning or pain in losing.
We got the 6-all, so, you know, that's, you either have to win by 2 sets or play a tiebreaker, one of the two. So since one of the guys needed to leave, we opted to play a tiebreaker. It's a little quicker.
Well, it sounds like you had a good time. Dave, that's all that counts, buddy. Well, I'm going to forward you some pictures. It looks like an airplane.
Oh, dude, standing around here. Well, I hope it looks like an airplane. Let's hope it flies like one.
Yeah, really. I think it's going to be pretty much of a handful, though, because this thing is, boy, it's got throw on everything. I'm going to have to really tone this thing down to be able to fly it.
Well, better you than me.
Just some pictures.
And I'm going to get home. If you don't mind, I'd rather not look at them while I'm driving. How did they turn out too good?
Not a multitasker.
Well, when it comes to looking at my phone and looking at the road, no, I'm not.
That's a good thing. All right, well, Sue's fussing at me. I got to get in the house and get me some vittles. And then I got to get back down there and straighten my area up because I got all the model folks coming tomorrow. You want to come up and fly while they do their thing?
Tomorrow is Thursday. I've got something to do tomorrow, but I don't remember what. I'd have to look on my phone, which I can't do because I'm driving.
We'll miss you up there. All right, listen, 73's, buddy. I'm going to get some vittles. I will talk to you again soon. K4VWA, clear.
Sound like Jed Clampett. Vittles. All right, K4VWA, K4CPA.